will be the case.
And how will you do that?
Through our kitchen.
Where will you do it?
Through our kitchen.
Throughout the kitchen, but...
Where are the patrons?
Well, the hotel currently isn't trading till 3 a.m. And the only reason we're not is because when we put the application in, we were made aware from council that the DA wasn't approved. That's how the whole process started. But 16 years prior to that, the hotel's been trading till 3 a.m. on those nights.
People can order food.
People can order food whenever they want. Yeah.
Any part of the hotel.
Correct. Yeah, you eat throughout the whole hotel.
I think I'd like the plan of management amended to state that.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
If you've got the plan of management in front of you, Mr. Perricker, paragraph 4 on the first page has some unnecessary words I'd like amended before this is adopted as the plan of management.
So would the rest of the panel.
And the other thing I wanted to ask about was, it says that you've got a regular communication will occur with the neighbours and police. Continuing current arrangements, what are those arrangements?
Well, everybody knows me, they all have my phone number. At any time, they can approach me. And I personally go and see all my neighbours. I know my neighbours next door, I know the neighbours immediately beside me. We communicate all the time. And the police, I know as well.
Sorry, can you just turn the microphone?
Sorry.
So, somebody new comes into the neighbourhood, how do they know your number? Is it available anywhere?
It's available at the hotel, correct.
Yes.
Is there anyone else besides yourself that's contactable given the hours that are involved? Surely you're not there all the time?
No, management are as well. And that's in the plan of management. We're happy to have anyone contact us at any time. That's no problems.
Yeah, March 29th.
Mr. Armstrong, I've read the plan of management and I find it quite good. I just want to know how you deal with the problem of people who have exited the hotel but stick around on the pavement and call out loud good nights.
Well, my staff are the ones that are... The manager on duty is the one who patrols that whole area, and that's done currently. So currently we are making sure that people leave the area and they know to leave the area quietly. So that's current. We've been doing that for 7 years, and have never had an objection.
So there's one person in charge of that duty, is there?
Correct. Yeah.
When you were trading to 3 a.m., mm-hmm. what sort of numbers did you have round about the 2 to 3 a.m. period?
Very low.
Mainly very low. Gamblers.
Well, mainly functions, because
functions.
Yeah. So our function revenue out of that front bar was where we were trading till 3 a.m. and 2 a.m. would cut it off. So there'd be rarely anyone around from 3. And that's when, with our function trade, that's where we have the person outside. They're making sure not everyone's standing outside greeting and saying goodnight and whatever else. They're actually directing people to taxis and Uber and their cars and so forth.